From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Chemical weapons inspectors, having arrived in Syria, are expected to reach the town of Douma this week to investigate a suspected toxic attack April 7 that killed more than 40 people. The attack prompted an international airstrike Saturday. A U.S. official with the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons suggested Russia may have tampered with the site, but Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told the BBC no tampering occurred. Russia's OPCW envoy, Alexander Shulgin, suggested the attack was a fabrication staged by British intelligence to justify Saturday's attack. Both Moscow and Damascus deny using such weapons on the town, although the West disputes that. European diplomat Federica Mogherini said the opposition wants a political settlement to the conflict.
We need now to have Damascus coming to the table and committing to a process, not because of goodwill, because we have seen that there is no goodwill on that side, but simply out of the reality that without a political negotiation, this cycle of destruction will simply continue.
Traveling with President Donald Trump Monday, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president still wants to withdraw U.S. forces from Syria, although there's no timeline to do so.
The president is committed to defeating ISIS. We've talked about this for a while, but our policy hasn't changed. We still have troops on the ground, but the president wants to bring those people home, and that hasn't shifted.
She also said the president would like to have a good relationship with Russia, but its behavior must improve. Guinea-Bissau's president, José Mário Vaz, appointed veteran politician Aristides Gomes as prime minister Monday in an effort to end a prolonged political crisis. The nomination part of a deal worked out with the West African bloc ECOWAS. This is VOA News. An American Protestant minister has denied allegations he's linked to a group behind an attempted coup in Turkey back in 2016. The lawyer for Andrew Brunson, who has served as a pastor of a Turkish church for more than 20 years, insisted the charges are about his Christian faith. Tom Tillis is a U.S. senator in Turkey watching the case.
This man was kept in prison for over a year and a half without charges. And the charges that we've seen, to me, are spacious. And I think that we've got to continue to support the family.
Brunson faces up to 35 years in prison. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan suggested last year that his fate could be tied to Turkey's extradition request for exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. The U.S. has banned American companies from selling components to Chinese telecom equipment maker ZTE Corporation for 7 years, following misleading statements it made about its violation of sanctions and sales to North Korea and Iran. Dan Eikenson is with the Washington think tank Cato Institute.
It's a really dire outcome for not only for ZTE, but for U.S.-China relations. I think we're really still at sort of the beginning of this erupting war, technology war.
It's estimated that U.S. companies provide up to 30% of the components used in ZTE equipment, such as smartphones and equipment for telecom networks. China's economy expanded 6.8% in the first quarter of the year, a bit faster than forecast, fueled by domestic demand and robust property investment. It sets the foundation for potentially strong growth for the rest of the year, but comes amid trade tensions with the U.S., and should they escalate, threaten growth forecasts. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe arrives in the U.S. Tuesday for talks with President Trump at his Mar-a-Lago, Florida resort. The talks are expected to center on North Korea, Mr. Trump's proposed meeting with leader Kim Jong-un, and trade tensions. Canada said it will remove families of diplomats posted at its embassy in Cuba following mysterious symptoms causing brain injury. They first appeared last year, symptoms that forced the U.S. to slash its embassy staff in Havana and dependents last year. Yuki Kawachi became the first Japanese man in over 30 years to win the 122nd Boston Marathon, overtaking a Kenyan runner in the final 2 kilometers, finishing in 2 hours, 15 minutes, 58 seconds, despite heavy rainfall. He said he never gave up, I just ran my own race. American Desiree Linden took the women's title in 2 hours, 39 minutes, 54 seconds. A technical problem at the last moment forced a 48-hour postponement by the U.S. Space Agency of the planned launch Monday of a new space telescope to explore the universe beyond our solar system. SpaceX halted the countdown a little more than 2 hours before the Falcon 9 rocket was to blast off, carrying the Transit Exoplanet Survey satellite into orbit from Cape Canaveral, Florida. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from